Going from baby talk to adult talk has worked. I am done giving assignments. However, the Star Mothers have some suggestions. And here they are. For the 11th choir, you can't have one four-part song. There's got to be three. But rather than new songs, here's what the Star Mothers suggest. The Aio song should be the last song sung in the choir, four-part, choir 12, choir 11. I'll tell you about 12 in a moment. Did you get that? The last tone you're going to sing in choir number 11 will be the Aio song in four parts. The other song the Star Mothers suggest would be wonderful would be the cascadingness of the victory song to four parts. That's a good suggestion. Then you have three, and the three fits into the 12 perfectly. It's one of the factors. Well done. How did it make you feel? It's something new, expected, needed, and will continue. Just remember, Yahi, I did not make the assignment. I want to tell you something about number 12. And it has something to do with your DNA. In fact, it echoes one of the premises that we've talked about. Would it surprise you, Yahi, if I said there are 12 choirs? But the 12th one is not in a building. The 12th one, like your 24th pair, is multidimensional. What do you know about multidimensional things? And the answer is very little, actually. You don't use them on a regular basis, consciously, but you do use them. Were you aware that your DNA comes multidimensionally? It comes with a multidimensional aspect, not even number 24. It's designed that way. You are a quantum individual, if you wish to use that word. What do you think about twins who have identical DNA, who seem to be able to communicate across the planet? When something happens to one, the other one knows it. And this has been confirmed over and over. That is a touch of multidimensionality. It works like this with humans, between humans. It works with compassion and with love. But what if you could design a multidimensional event? The Star Mothers did. Now, I'm not telling you that you are able to do this, Yahi. I'm not making a suggestion, Yahi. But I know you can do it. In Lemuria, the 12th choir did not have anyone assembling in a building. In Lemuria, all of those in the villages, all over Lemuria, at a certain time, were asked to quietly sing the tones to a director that didn't exist at the same time. And in that, they sung the tones into the field. So instead of the tones leaving this building sometime, In the near future, the lights will go off and perhaps it'll even cease to exist and there'll be memories and pictures. But the 12th layer goes into the field and stays there. That is the multidimensionality of number 12. I don't know how you'll do that, Todd. Xiaoyi. But I think you will. And it comes way after number 11. 2025 and beyond, you can think about that, which would seem to be impossible. But what it does is takes all of the tones together, and instead of having a linear event in three dimension that sings to the galaxy one time, you have a multidimensional event that sings and stays there. It's always singing in the field. That's the new way of it. That is multidimensionality. So when things happen, they don't then stop. They grow. And they grow into something much bigger than you ever thought they could. The consciousness of this planet is starting to change. And there are those who will say, well, it's a temporary change. It'll always go back to the way it was. No, it won't. I have a saying for you. This is not your grandfather's earth. It never will be. Time will not repeat itself. Not anymore. And part of that is what you have done here today. And in the last 10 years, for those of you who have been part of this, and for those of you who will continue. That is why I love you so. Because of what you are doing for this planet. It's the reason I'm here. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.